So it's this rolled up, patched up works of blankets and or bags. And some people use old jackets or suiting materials to make these blankets. So anyway, a wogger, then you patch it all together to make it a suitable size. So it's about patching and bringing together and creating something out of which has either been discarded or seen as unusable because it's not synthetic, it's not instantly warm. But woolen blankets have this beautiful texture to them. They're all a little bit different. They've all been washed differently, worn differently. So the idea of the blankets becoming parts of family and representing each family member. My husband and I have 5 kids together, and the idea of these blankets being, or this 7-metre blanket being big enough for us all to fit under, is what is important. So the idea that we could all fit under there quite comfortably, very comfortably under that blanket, quite. Now I look at it from this size hanging on the wall, but it's, we all have our own little quirks, our little abrasions, you know, the little bit threadbare. You patch it, you work on it, you stitch into it, you hold your family together. And sometimes it's beautiful, we just forget that we have to live now and not focus on what's going to happen. We have to experience life as what it is. And sometimes you just have to patch it, you know, step over that milestone and keep going. So having this here, I hope if you come into the space, you'll feel a hug, a genuine being of welcome, and have that, you know, we'll probably all be able to recognise a blanket here we had growing up, or you could remember the woolen itchy blanket Nen gave us, or jumper or something like that. So the checks, there's beautiful check blankets, there's you know, plain coloured ones. There's a beautiful army blanket from New Zealand, so, and that's part of the work. So I've got some blankets which are probably quite old, probably 80, 90 years old in this exhibition. And then, so to have that for everyone to see, it's still quite unbelievable. I'm still blown away. I can't believe I'm in this amazing building, and I'm just so thankful for everyone involved. And so,
congratulations. Yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful work, and I can see from the pieces that it has grown with you and your family. You can tell, and then there's so much that even I can relate it. We've met for the first time, I guess. But even I can relate the blankets, the coins, collecting those coins, the environment of the space itself. I do want to talk about, because I read on the website, that's what my research was.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I read about the significance of time and space at the same time, but also like the stars and the constellations.
Yes.
What is the relevance and how does it weave into your work?
Well, time is the ticking of time, the stitch mark or the mark on the back of the possum cloak is this continue. It's continue. You can't do anything about it. It's always there. But you make it the time. And the time is special. And the idea of that, it doesn't change. It's like 100 years ago is now. Because it's, you're bringing back this knowledge is now. And I think that is what is important. And especially with skills and learning different ways of doing things, everything's so digital. So I'm very analog. I'm not good at computers. Don't ask me to use them. I can do the basic stuff. But for me, it's more physical. It's more that being hands-on. So that is what time for me is. And also the series of time is we have to realise what we do today affects us in 7 generations from now. So the idea of that being you have to leave enough resources, you have to leave enough knowledge, truth-telling. Sometimes telling the truth is going to hurt, but it will actually heal over time, and that is what this is about. Soon everything will be healing. So the way my grandmother didn't talk about her identity, we grew up knowing she didn't talk about it because they weren't allowed to talk about it. So that is the sad part for me. But I feel this is an ode to her. In way, but also to everyone who's had to either shift countries or shift towns or shift the way they do things or acknowledge who they are. I think that is one of the important things is, and that's how I see time. With the constellations are magnificent. They're the same constellations, slightly shifted than what it was 60,000 years ago. It is constant. It is always there. And that, for me, I love the Southern Cross. Who doesn't love the Southern Cross? But the idea of this whole world has been navigated by the stars. Every continent, every First Nations group of people, everything is done by the stars. Planting of food is when certain times you plant, you know, different positions of stars. So for me, that is important. I think it to have my little bit of a pull on what I feel comfortable with is, you know, you just see the Southern Cross constellation in the sky, just like, oh, there she is. She's great. She's watching down over me, but she's watched over every person connected to my family. And before that, and the people I meet today, like yourself, you're actually in this work because you're here. You've taken the time to come. You've taken the time to be here and present. I think that is what we don't take into account, that the time we have, quality time we spend with people, that is all layered up and present in all our lives, but we have to acknowledge of that.
I think, yes, I'm taking a part of this exhibition with me, definitely. Thank you for sharing your story, your journey, the process behind, and I think everyone who comes in will obviously take that with them. But question to you, yeah, and people who are going to come on Saturday when the exhibition opens, what's like some things that you want them to feel or take away or like have an experience when they come in the exhibition?
Welcomed. I think being welcome and coming into my group, my family, my mob, my people, I want them to realise, that's a really hard question. I want them to acknowledge my work as just a speck of time. Just that speck of moment of, yes, some works have taken me hundreds of hours, but some haven't. But also it's a recognition of time that we possess in ourselves is important to being present. And I respect everyone who comes. I don't know anyone in Sydney, really. So I know a few people. But having people travel and or come is everything. Yep. Yeah, I'd just love you to be welcome and come and be part of my exhibition. Yeah.
Sounds amazing. The exhibition opens on Saturday, July 5th, and it stays until October 19th. I think everyone who comes in will have a great experience. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Yalu. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.